Good morning. It is 9:10 a.m. We are here today, May 21st, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagaña, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13-004, K Cleaning Services versus AB Wampat International Airport Authority, GIAA. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officers Peter C. Paris and co-counsel Jim Brooks and public auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Franklin Cooper Nurse and myself, Jocelyn Antalon. Will the appellant K Cleaning Service please identify themselves and any institutional representatives for the record?
My name is Duvidato S. M. Pono Jr. I'm the owner of K Cleaning Service.
Jeffrey A. Cook, Cunliffe & Cook, representing K Cleaning.
Thomas Fisher for the agency, Guam International Airport Authority.
Okay, thank you.
And just to correct the record, Mr. Brooks is not here as co-counsel. He's here paralegal capacity. Typically, a motion's been filed to dismiss. Typically, we take those under advisement, and we have had the practice of issuing the opinion with the final decision, the findings of fact and conclusions of law in a hearing. This is a dispositive motion, so we'll give dates for an opposition and a reply. And then the public auditor and I will determine whether that's going to be disposed of prior to the hearing or whether it's going to be something that requires evidence and would need to be dealt with as part of the hearing. Mr. Cook, how much time would you like to file an opposition to the motion?
I can probably have it ready by Friday.
Okay, so the 24th? And then, Mr. Fisher, would 1 week be sufficient for a reply?
That's fine.
So it is possible that the motion will be ruled upon after the briefs are submitted, but it'll just depend on what the parties indicate in their briefs.
So is that 1 June then?
May 31st.
We also are looking at scheduling a hearing on the merits if the motion to dismiss is not previously dealt with for July 8th. Does that work with the party's schedules?
As far as I know.
Let me just check my calendar. July 8th would be fine.
Okay, so we typically go from, we typically begin at 9 o'clock and continue throughout the day, usually break for lunch at about 12 o'clock and then resume at 1:30. And then how long do the parties anticipate this case will take? Will it be more than 1 day?
If I could ask whether or not the appellant intends to request a hearing.
Okay. Is a hearing requested, or do the parties want to address this on paper?
I would say this is actually something that could be addressed on paper. It really seems like it's more of a legal question about the layout of the bid itself.
Right. I tend to agree. It's based on the language of the solicitation.
So, Mr. Cook, if you agree to do it on paper, then will you submit something? Will you submit a document waiving the hearing?
Yes.
And then,
can I ask a question? I'm a little curious about. Okay. The GIAA has their motion to dismiss pending.
Right.
I know GIAA is supposed to file their agency report in the next couple of days.
Right.
On the 23rd.
That is still will be filed, and then we will still file our response while we're also filing our response to the motion. So they'll both be going at the same time. Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Just want to make sure that that's what we're all agreeing to.
And then they will make comments on the agency record, and then we will, I suppose it will be a reply. And I can't remember if that's driven by rules and regs. Or
that's driven by rules.
The date.
If it's not, we can set a scheduling. We can incorporate that in our scheduling order.
Yeah, there's a provision for rebuttal.
Yes.
Five working days.
Are there other documents that the parties would anticipate then in terms of resolving the issue other than the agency report and the comments and the rebuttal, and then the motion documents? Or do the parties anticipate that need to file anything?
I presume as part of our, what we file, we can submit declarations from individuals who would have been witnesses if there was a need for a hearing.
That's the issue. That's one of the issues I wanted to bring up. Do the parties anticipate there's going to be a dispute regarding documents and evidence that's going to be submitted in support of their respective positions?
I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to talk to Mr. Fisher about that. I mean, there is an issue here about where our people were at the time of the opening of the bid, and I don't know that they dispute that that was the case, and that their people told them to come to another room. So
that's the thing. How are we going to deal with factual issues that are in dispute? Are the parties? We're just because we're not going to have them in front of us to assess their credibility. It's just going to be on paper.
The way I read the appeal, it seemed to me an issue of pure interpretation of the solicitation, whether or not there was an unacceptable, I suppose, ambiguity. Factually, I don't really see it. Let me retract that. I don't see a dispute on the facts.
I think that's correct.
Should we set a tentative hearing on the merits for July 8th,
and if the parties
agree, you know, to submit everything by a certain date, then there won't be a hearing on the merits, it'll be on the paper.
That would be fine.
I think so.
We can just stipulate to take it off.
Yeah, because it just feels like summary judgment, really.
Exactly.
Okay, so just in terms of scheduling, we've already got dates for the opposition motion, for the reply, then the other documents are according to rule. So what other, do the parties want to file additional briefs?
Just once again, I want to make sure, because in reading the rules, sometimes they talk about working days and sometimes it just says days. So, for instance, any comment says 10 days, and then any rebuttal says 5 working days.
10 days is calendar days.
So 10 days is calendar days, but 5 working days is working days.
Yeah.
Unless
otherwise noted, 10 days is calendar days, and then if it's no change, it will specify working.
Okay, just want to make sure that's fine.
So, in terms of if we go on paper, then we're going to have the briefs for the motion. We're going to have the agency report, the comments, and the rebuttal. And then I guess we can do position papers, final position papers, or final briefs, or are the party satisfied with
those other submittals? I think that should be sufficient, and then assuming Mr. Fisher and I agree that there's really no reason for a factual hearing, we'll just submit a stipulation that there's no need for that July 8th hearing, and then you make the decision on, unless you feel the need to call us in.
Right. The thing is that if we are going to go forward on a hearing, then we typically require exhibit lists, witness lists, trial briefs, stipulated facts, things of that nature. I think let's assume it's not going to be a hearing.
Sure.
We'll assume it's not going to be a hearing unless the parties request a hearing. And if the parties don't agree, then we'll have to address that too. Right, and then July 8th will be tentatively open in the event the parties request a hearing, but we will, I guess what we'll do is we'll incorporate in our order that July 8th will be the hearing if it's requested. The burden will be on the parties to request the hearing, and if there is a hearing, then June 28th will be the date due for stipulated facts, exhibit lists, and witness lists, and hearing briefs. Otherwise, the parties would submit everything by in accordance with the rules regarding the comments on the reports, and then parties should tell us if there's anything else they want to file. If you guys can tell us now, then we'll set a date for that. Or rather, why don't we just set a date for that? June 14th? For the parties to submit any other, I guess it would be akin to a trial brief. June 28th will be by that time we'll know whether or not there's going to be a hearing.
So on June 14th, if there will be a hearing, you will want a trial brief plus witness list plus exhibit lists?
No, we'll do that June 28th, the week before the tentatively scheduled hearing. The June 14th was if the parties wanted to file anything further regarding their positions.
Okay.
Does that work for the parties? Okay, why don't we just do it this way? June 14th will be trial briefs. And if there's not going to be a trial, it'll be your position papers. Okay, so to recap, May 24th will be the opposition motion. May 31st will be the reply motion. The parties will be guided by the rules in terms of the agency report and their comments on the report. June 14th will be the due date for trial briefs, and those will be due irrespective of whether we have a hearing on the merits or we go on paper. And then assuming we do go forward on a hearing, then June 28th will be the date for witness lists, exhibit lists, and stipulated facts. And then July 8th will be the date for the hearing if we're going to have one. So if the parties are going to waive the hearing, then please file that by June 14th with your trial briefs. Are there any other issues?
I have one. Excuse me, just a minute. By the 23rd, I'm going to be submitting the agency report and ROM administrative rules and regulations as part of the agency report require a submission of the bids, of the bid of the appellant and the bid or bids of potential awardees. The airport has not opened K-Cleaning's bid. We can, of course, and copy it and submit it as part of the record. I'm just wondering if you all want that. We haven't opened it yet.
Have you opened the other ones?
The other ones have been opened.
Okay, are they part of your procurement record?
They will be part of the record. The rules require the bids of the potential awardees plus the appellant. So we have opened the award, the potential awardees, and we'll be submitting those.
Have you made a determination? Have you gone forward to make an evaluation and a determination?
As to
based on those you've accepted?
Yes.
Okay. That normally is part of the record.
Okay. We haven't opened the appellants because our position is that they were late, so there was no reason to open it. So, and the rules require us to submit that, but we were just very reluctant to open without further direction.
We would ask that obviously my client's bid be open and be part of the record, because part of the relief we're asking for is if it's determined that they were wrongfully kept out of the bid and their number is the lowest that would have won the bid, then the OPA should issue an order that they won the bid.
So
the OPA doesn't know that without having...
So you have no objections to them opening the bid?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay, so that clarifies it.
And just for clarification, will the other bids that were also open but didn't win, those are also part of the record too, aren't they?
Not pursuant to the rules and regulations.
But aren't they part of the whole procurement?
We have asked all of those to evaluate the numbers to make sure. We go back and have gone to check to see if...
We submitted the bid abstract, but...
But typically we do ask for the each. This is kind of unusual in that there's potentially 9 or 10 bids. at least based on the reading, we've never had that many. I think the most we've ever had is five. So, but we've have looked at from our own. It's the complete procurement record. So the complete procurement record includes all bids submitted and evaluated, including the scoring, how you rank them.
Right, but this being an invitation for bid, the abstract demonstrates that you know everybody complied, except for two parties. Everybody complied with what was required, and then the abstract also has the numbers.
Correct, but what we do is we go back to verify that your numbers in the abstract are correct.
Okay.
We don't take your on face value. I mean, we do, but we verify that you properly recorded the number.
Okay.
And so that's why sometimes the procurement record does get long, is because sometimes bids are like 2 or 3 inches thick, and making copies of that, I recognize, can be a little bit time consuming on the part of the agency, but that is the requirement.
Okay.
And then what we have found is, for example, an agency would not and when we go through it, we find out somebody's bid is missing, then we contact the agency, where is so-and-so's bid?
Okay. And we will have to supplement our procurement record. What we submitted on the 15th was, just follow the rule.
I understand.
And then I suppose also if based on their, we will obviously open and submit Cape Cleaning's bid. But
correct.
If their number's not low, I think it'll make their appeal moot.
But only you will know that at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Until we have a chance to look at it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll open it.
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just as an observation, when I saw the numbers of people, I was quite because I've never seen that many bidders.
I think there were 21 groups or something that picked up.
Really? Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. And yeah, I think it said 9, and then 2 or 3 were not accepted. Yeah.
Do you also want, as part of the record, there was another AMI, I think, that was in the same situation as Cape Cleaning, but they did not appeal.
So theirs wasn't open either.
No.
They're not before us, they don't, so I don't think we should. I don't know.
Why don't you submit the AMI bid? It's sealed, don't open it, and we'll take that issue under advisement.
Okay, we will not open up AMI's bid.
Yeah, and just continue to keep it sealed in, and then should we decide to, we'll inform and have a representative from the airport come.
Are there any other issues? Okay, we'll issue,
excuse me.
So you had 22 potential bidders?
I think that's the number that came, at least when people signed up for the to pick up the solicitation.
Okay, but did they actually come to the pre-conference?
No,
okay, so you had a smaller number.
Smaller.
Yeah. Interest is usually higher because we'll get like 4 or 5, like in audits, and then actually only 2 or 3 will submit.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just thought the numbers were really much higher than I've ever seen for any solicitation at this point.
A lot of interest in it.
Yeah. Unlike GVBs where you only had, 3 or 4?
Yeah, the cleaning thing.
The maintenance.
The maintenance, yeah, that was only about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, just one other. I just want to make sure because of the dates and timing. I believe Mr. Fisher mentioned that his agency's report is due
May
23rd.
Yes.
Okay, I have 22nd, so.
I apologize. That might have been me.
No. That was just my counting. So since we're on a fairly short time,
yeah.
I want to make sure I'm counting right. So then ours is due 10 calendar days after that.
Correct.
Do you want me to, just to keep it clear, because when I submit the agency record, I could include all the other bids in the agency record because they were not part of the procurement record, but it might make it a little confusing. Would it be better if I just supplement the procurement record?
Yes.
Okay, as opposed to importing it all into a new document.
Right, just supplement.
It's fine with us.
Anything further?
No.
Nothing from the airport.
Okay, we'll issue an order. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.